Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hello, this is Living in the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast. My name is Ana Carolina Biscolet Freitas. I am the third year of Language and Literature major with qualification in Portuguese and English at TBUC-UNESP. Today, I want to tell you what is the most important thing I have learned during the pandemic. The most important thing I have learned during the COVID-19 pandemic is to take care about my mental health and to be grateful for my family and friends. I made a research and I found a CNN report that says that a study by the Psychology Institute of the State University of Rio de Janeiro found that cases of depression have practically doubled since the beginning of quarantine. Between March and April, data collected online indicate that the percentage of people with depression jumped from 4.2% to 8%, while for anxiety cases the index went from 8.7% to 14.9%. What I found interesting in this article is the fact that the people who most tended to get mentally ill are not those who were confined at home, but those who need to go out to work daily. This made me think about how privileged I am to have the opportunity to work and to study at home during this time. I imagine how terrifying can be to leave the safety of your home every day during a pandemic. I started to do therapy this year. Facing this pandemic situation made me realize that I should take care of my mental health. I realized that to deal with new struggles in life, it is necessary to overcome previous adversities. Another point that I realized in the quarantine is that I have never stopped to think about how important the simple gestures are. I realized how precious is the relationship with our family, that there is nothing more precious in this world than the well-being of the ones who is important to us. I know some people that lost members of the family for the virus, and I can't imagine how difficult the situation is. I am grateful that my family and I managed to stay healthy during this period. I want to end by leaving my solidarity to all the listeners. I hope you and your family are fine. Goodbye and stay safe.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, PODBILC, PAPERP, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.